Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep. I need someone to
The Cars. Sadly, are yours. Before we get to this story that Dana found.
Oh, it's a whopper.
I need to figure out where you guys are on your Dana and Parks bingo because it's been a couple of hours and we haven't had a winner yet.
Yeah, we haven't really had anything new since a little while ago.
Maybe because the two of us are in here cognizant of what comes out of our mouth.
Yeah, you guys were killing it the first hour. I don't know what happened.
Cognizant of what comes out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And you need one, and you need one?
Yeah.
Correct.
Now, there was one that was very borderline. But
not quite.
I didn't feel like it would have been fair for me to go ahead and take the point.
Are you going to play Dana and Parks Bingo once a week?
I don't know. However often we feel like.
And then there are people wanting to know on the text line, can they download a bingo card too?
So they can play at home.
I hadn't thought about that. But the next run of bingo cards, I could probably put a digital one up
I can
there.
Play along.
Yeah.
But see, everybody would win at the same time, so you're going to have to put different ones.
Yeah,
up.
But you're still playing along.
That's true.
You know, at home.
We're also
the home version.
Building the bank of potential phrases the more you guys talk.
I see.
Now, the one that Sam needs, I think, is unlikely to happen today. The one that I need could happen at any time.
Okay.
All right. So. I mean, is that a fair assessment, Sam?
Yeah, and we're definitely peeking on each other's cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, story here that Dana just found. This is from Fox 8 in Cleveland. Attention, home renovation and crime addicts. The executive producer of CSI is launching a new show that will combine both of your passions. Murder House Flip. Yes?
I'm sorry, what is it called?
Murder House Flip. Takes viewers inside some of the country's most infamous houses where murders occurred and gives the home a makeover, according to the Today Show. Quoting here.
It's like Chip and Joanna Gaines, but with mass homicide inside the house.
Sure.
From Elise Cedar, who is the senior vice president for syndicated programming at Sony, quote, we are thrilled to bring this one-of-a-kind series. Oh, God.
It is one-of-a-kind.
Keep reading. It gets worse.
Oh, no.
That is true. It is one of a kind.
You cannot make this up.
Keep in mind, this is a show called Murder. That's the key word there.
Right.
Murder House Flip. And this woman from Sony said, and I quote, we are thrilled to bring this one of a kind series to life and dive into a world that combines America's two biggest TV obsessions, true crime and home renovation. Do you get that? To bring it to life. It's about murders. Viewers can expect to see a colorful cast featuring forensic specialists, spiritual healers, and high-end renovation experts as they uncover each home's history, its secrets, and its crimes.
Then the worst sentence of all. Then, cleansing renovations remove the stains of the past and take these homes from morbid to marvelous. I'm going to read that again because you cannot make it up.
What kind of stains of the past?
Then
like the blood splatter?
Cleansing renovations remove the stains of the past and take these homes from morbid to marvelous.
I don't watch those home renovation shows anyway, but if I did, I'd be there for that.
I knew it. People are going to watch this.
I would be on board with that. I don't see any objection to it.
Well, before you get all uppity around here, if I had to pick...
Murder House Flip?
No. If I had to pick one of the four of us most likely to watch that show, it's you. You are obsessed with serial killers.
I am... Well, this to me, you are just exploiting. Because think about this, and not that all those shows aren't exploitative in nature, My 600-Pound Life, you know, that kind of stuff.
2020.
Oh, sure. And then, which, by the way, it's always the husband. But the problem with this house is that you are taking a potential buyer. We just moved into this lovely home, and the buyer is going to go on this journey, or the current homeowner, with flipper floppers who will go in and renovate and cleanse the home, but you are exploiting the poor family of the crime victim who lived there. Those people don't have anything to do with this. They're going to exploit the murderer. And if that's your loved one who died in this house, that they're now saying, but if we just paint this wall a creamy gray, all of it goes away. That's where I'm uncomfortable with the notion of what's happening here. Unless the murder was 400 years ago on a farm.
Well, but those homes are not still standing, so that's not
going to
happen.
That's my point. They're going to say, in 1989, it was a day after work like any other until... And then the family of the poor person who was killed there is going to be sitting down to eat dinner and have to relive all this because they're fixing it up for, you know... All right.
Well, there is this thing, I don't know if you're aware of it, called a remote control that will allow you to do this other thing called the channel.
She's going to watch
it.
Are you kidding me?
No, but I'm saying in the instance of the people who she's afraid of traumatizing again,
like if this
no
was
one forces them to watch this.
True. If this was a BTK episode out of Wichita, you're telling me you wouldn't watch it.
I can't stand that scary little creepy woman.
This house is clean. Maybe that's how they're going to end every episode. If it was Johnny Robinson,
it will be a huge hit. People will tune in to watch.
I'll watch it.
Is there a criteria for how long ago the murder happened?
Nope. It's a great question. I don't know.
But I can't believe these words are about to come out of my mouth. The more recent, the better, I'm sure.
Wow.
Because people's memories are fresh.
Well, yeah.
But if it's one of the, you know, enormously notorious, horrible...
Like Grissom?
A lot of those houses have been razed and should have been razed. So, and this was just in the news a few weeks ago. Is it the Manson House that's up for sale? I'm almost positive.
Yes, I believe that's
correct.
Where,
yes. The Folgers were murdered.
I think that's right.
Why am I so uncomfortable with the thought that they're going to do this?
You've said before, because strangely, this conversation's actually occurred before in the show, you would not buy a house where somebody was murdered. Is that correct?
Not a notorious house where looky-loos are going to be driving by, no.
But would you buy a house where somebody was murdered?
I would probably prefer not to.
Don't they have to disclose that? Doesn't the realtor have to say somebody, by the way, was bludgeoned to death?
I think that varies state by state.
She's correct.
Okay.
There was a Leawood couple several years ago who sued over that.
All right, fine. BTK's house is leveled. Would you buy the property and build a new house on it?
Yeah, if it's knocked down, sure.
As long as you don't have to walk through the same halls as BTK.
Yeah.
But you'd walk on the same grass as BTK.
Yeah, just not the same hallways.
So then let me ask you this. If they do essentially a full remodel where they, you know, tear it down to the studs and start all over, is that fair game or no?
He's talking to you, not me.
I don't know. This says notorious crime homes often sell for less than market value in comparison to other similar properties.
Imagine that.
Crimes could include cult activity, scandal, illegal drug production.
Oh, no, see, that's no good.
Oh, it's hard to sell a meth house.
No,
don't sell me
the drug house. I want a house where somebody was bludgeoned to death.
But that's another series.
I'm being facetious.
That's another series in and of itself where you rehab a meth house, right? Get everybody in their hazmat suits.
I think you definitely have to disclose that.
Well, yeah, you do have to disclose it. Absolutely. Most states, I know, including Missouri, have a registry of that.
And here's the rumor. Ricky turned into a tweaker and lost all his teeth.
This house is clean.
Okay. All right.
Jeffrey Dahmer's Milwaukee apartment was so distressing for neighbors that the city ordered it torn down.
Yeah, you would have to tear that one down. He was storing their bodies in the crawl
that's
space.
That's a problem. I know.
I mean, that's not good. I don't mean to be Captain Obvious on
the
show.
I cannot. Part of me can't believe someone came up with this idea, and part of me is like, why would you be surprised?
Part of me is like, why did it take so long?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
It's an exciting spin on a home makeover show. I mean, come on.
Dana, I'm telling you right now, the most popular shows on TV are the CSI kind of shows where people are getting murdered. The most popular TV shows on cable are usually the flip and flop shows on HGTV.
So if you can put together one of these house flipper shows with forensic files.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a doozy.
Uh-huh. Jackpot.
Yeah.
Do we flip or flop? Well, they flopped right here, right there
they
in the kitchen
here,
where you're standing.
They flopped here, now we're going to flip it.
They flopped right there. That's why there's a chalk outline.
I'm going to hell.
And a blood outline.
Can we get some more primer over here? This stain's not coming out.
There is a house in New Orleans.
By the way, I don't need to remind everybody, one of the most popular primers on the market is called Kills.
Outstanding.
Imagine they'll be a sponsor of the program.
You know what I didn't know?
I mean, if they aren't a sponsor, that's a missed opportunity. Someone in the marketing department needs to find a new job.
What did you not know?
Look at that. So do you remember the O.J. Simpson house being torn down? It happened a few, like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Someone finally bought it and knocked it down.
The one on Brentwood, right?
Yeah, when we first talked about that, I don't know why I conflated these two. I thought that was the house where the crimes happened that was knocked down. I just looked it up. No, no. They knocked down O.J. Simpson's house where he was living at the time of the murders. The house where those two murders occurred, her condo on Bundy Drive or whatever it was, is very much still there. The new owner has changed the address, and I'm guessing they went to the city to do it. So instead of like 877, they petitioned to have it changed to 879 so that the looky-loos coming by don't see it. But the patio out front where those, you know, we all remember the photos and the sheet and all that stuff is still there. So after the murders, they tried to sell it. They could not sell it.
OJ's house?
No, the house where the crimes occurred.
Okay.
Her condo.
The townhouse,
yeah, the condo. It finally sold, I think it said, for $599, which is $200,000 below asking. Okay.
All right.
The new owner immediately remodeled it, changed the exterior, like to try to get the TMZ tour bus people away. You know, they just changed all of it. It resold in 2006 for $1.7 million.
That's a pretty good investment.
They also removed the patio, the infamous patio.
Where they were murdered.
Yes.
Where the blood was.
Has been either moved or reworked, so it's no longer there. Yeah. Hmm.
Whatever happened to Johnny Robinson's house?
It's still there in Lacine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the property, yeah.
Yeah.
And what about his house? What did his wife stay in the house? I know. I know he didn't kill anybody in the house that we know of.
Yeah, I don't believe she is still there. I think she fled.
Do you remember how quickly she filed for divorce?
It was an emergency divorce, and it was granted
immediately.
Yep.
And that crazy, you know what, is still alive. It's been, you know, it's been almost 20 years since Johnny Robinson was arrested, and that waste of oxygen and flesh is still alive.
Yep.
Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Yeah, little pink houses for you and me.
By the way, I am now a full-blown University of Tennessee fan, the band over the weekend wore that young man's t-shirts.
The anti-bullying shirt.
Mm-hmm. They wore it underneath their band uniforms.
Makes me so happy.
And then showed everybody. Everybody opened up their band uniforms and showed that they're wearing the UT t-shirts that kid drew up. That's pretty awesome.
I love it.
Here's a shocker. American kids with money and privilege are more likely to binge drink.
Okay. Well, I mean, it makes it easier to buy alcohol whenever you have, you know, money.
Did you see the one that says kids who do not date in their teens are less depressed than those who do?
Oh, they're less depressed?
Less depressed if you do not date.
Yeah, because you don't get your heart broken.
Well, but let me ask you this. Is the old getting your heart broken in high school a rite of passage that we all survived and need to get through and come out on the other side of?
Well, perhaps so, but still, I think what it comes down to is when you don't have the heartbreak as a teenager, you don't, you don't have that hanging over you.
Yeah, but if you don't date, it means nobody wanted to ask you out, right?
I think there's two ways
to look at it.
And what does dating mean? Does it mean I didn't go to prom, or does it mean I didn't have a serious girlfriend for 6 months?
I don't know. Do you have to go to prom with somebody to be dating?
This says when it comes to teen dating, a new study found that students not in a romantic relationship.
Define romance.
Especially in high school.
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Holding hands, kissing.
Will you go with me? Go where?
Go steady.
Make it out in the stairwell.
Will you wear my ring?
The author of the study suggests that the teen health promotion should focus on non-dating as another option for healthy development. Students who don't date might feel like they're not on track, but this study shows us that kids who aren't dating may be more well-adjusted than those who are.
That just sounds like the romantic equivalent of abstinence-only education. I mean, that's what it sounds like, honestly.
They looked at 594 kids in the 10th grade and concluded that students who were not dating had significantly higher teacher ratings of social skills and leadership and lower rates of depression compared to peers who were.
Now, the teacher thing I understand because you're not distracted.
Right.
Your head's not in the clouds.
I wasn't really dating in 10th grade.
Doesn't everyone remember the one devastating, like, guy left you at the dance for somebody else story?
I never had a guy leave me at the dance.
I never had a guy leave me at the dance either.
You know what I mean.
I do, yeah.
The first person to break your heart?
Yeah. Like, where you actually think this is the worst thing that could possibly happen to you before you know anything about the world.
Yeah.
That was in college for me. When I found out that Heidi Hoffman was seeing somebody behind my back.
So funny. I knew you'd remember the name. Everybody does.
That was college for me, too.
Yeah. That was junior year of college.
Oh, it wasn't junior year. For me, it was move-in day.
Oh, day one?
Yeah.
Right out of the gate?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Welcome to college. You're single.
Yeah.
She kicked you in the family jewels? That's a weird science reference. Nobody else will get it.
Mm. You sounded like Fred Sanford.
I am not entirely surprised by this study, and here's why. If you took social media out of it, I might be surprised. I think when we were in high school, if you were dating in a healthy relationship, you were probably well-adjusted, and if you weren't dating at all, you probably felt like an outcast. In the 80s, okay? I think
if you weren't dating in the 80s,
yes,
you felt like an
in
outcast.
The 80s.
Okay, I'd agree with that.
And I wonder today, because of social media and all the crap these kids have to deal with, if they'd rather just all go to the dance as friends and let's nobody partner up junior or senior year, if that is considered healthier.
In Sarah's high school career, she only went to one dance with a boy.
And everything else was just with a group of friends?
With her group of girlfriends, yeah.
Now, see, at our school, everyone has a date, but they're not dating. They just all pair up.
Like, Maya's homecoming is on Saturday, and she doesn't have a date. She's going with her friends. And I'm thrilled.
Okay.
If Maya goes her entire high school career without a boyfriend, I'll be thrilled. I'm not saying I don't want my kids to date. I don't have this, like, parental compulsion that if my kids aren't dating, then they're somehow not cool or whatever. I couldn't give two red dams. I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me. Who was the first person that broke your heart? Don't tell me you don't remember his name.
I had a very flimsy heart in high school and in my early college
years. Were you a crier?
I don't know that I was a crier any more than anybody else at that age. God, I hated high school.
The gym teacher that made her climb the rope was the first person to break her heart.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of underpants were you wearing?
Strawberry shortcake.
Is that one of the bingo squares?
No.
No.
It will be, though.
Damn it.
I was checking to see, though. It was close.
Strawberry shortcake underwear as a bingo square is the funniest damn thing I've ever
heard
in my life.
No, it's not, but you know what? It's going on the list of things
for future Dana Brooks
bingos. Right, exactly.
Wait, what grade were you in when you were wearing strawberry shortcake underpants?
Like first or second grade.
Okay, so it wasn't like ninth grade.
No.
No.
And where was this?
I always got the impression you were like in high school or something.
No, this was at Crestview Elementary. The rope was at the elementary school, right in the gym. You walked in, it was right over to the right. There were two of them.
Yeah, it's always there.
Two of them side by side.
With the blue padding underneath it.
Why do we always have to go back to that rope in that gym? I hate talking about it. Because you bring it up all the time.
Because I ain't never going to let that scab heal.
Mm-hmm. You can blame me for that one, Dan. Sorry. Yeah.
In summary, we found that non-dating students are doing well.
This is called subject change,
and are
boys.
Simply following a different and healthy developmental trajectory than their dating peers.
She came very close, by the way, to knocking off a bingo square.
Mm-hmm.
Very close, but no.
Dang it.
From the text line, Dana was a stage 5 clinger.
I was not a stage 5 clinger.
You basically said you were a stage 5 clinger.
I did not say any such thing. I wasn't a stage 5 clinger.
You were a stage 4 clinger then? Just a notch below it?
4.5.
Just admit it, Claire. No. No.
By the way, we've just gotten a Weird Science reference, Wedding Crashers, and Breakfast Club within the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
My husband over the weekend really impressed me. He goes, I expect more out of a varsity letterman. And I look at him and I go, damn! Look at you dropping the Breakfast Club line.
2 months, Bender. You're mine.
Mine. 2 months.
2 months.
You know what's sad is I've seen that movie, but I could not quote any of it right now.
I can quote the whole damn thing.
And sad, but funny.
Yes. Depressingly sad, yet funny.
Mm-hmm.
So it was sort of social.
Demented, but social.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it. What is this? What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
So good. So funny. I don't know why we keep going back to the strawberry shortcake underpants. But that scab ain't never going
to
heal.
Yeah.
Not on this show.
I'll have to ask my mom what year that was. She would remember more than me if I ever told her.
Okay, now who broke your heart? You never told us that.
God.
I don't think she's going to do that either.
No one
in grade school. Well, no one in middle school.
Well, I hope not.
Although I did get caught kissing a boy, but just a quick peck. In the school bus line.
On the cheek or lips?
On the cheek, because I went this way and I had a pen in my mouth. I will never forget.
Kissed with a pen in your mouth?
Yeah, he kind of came in and I'm like, I've got an ink pen in my mouth.
Strange.
Weirdo. I was like in ninth grade or eighth grade. So the next day, I get called to the vice principal's office, okay?
But
he had this weird accent and he's like, I saw you in the parking lot last night and I will never forget this. He said, that's how nice girls like you get into trouble.
Oh, my.
Yes, he did. That's how nice girls like you get into trouble. And I thought I was in the biggest trouble of my life.
What year
I
was
thought
this?
He was going to call my, he knew my grandfather. Oh, I would have been in eighth grade. So whatever year that was, I don't know. Don't make me do the math. 89, 88, something like that.
Wow, I just felt older.
yeah, that's how nice girls like you get into trouble. I didn't even know what that meant. I was like, why am I in trouble? What did I do? Oh, God, don't tell my mom.
Maybe it wasn't the kissing part. It was the ink pen part.
Maybe it was.
Mm-hmm. How about the guy who first broke your heart? Name, please.
The one who crushed you like a grape.
The worst one was in college.
Is this the guy you almost got engaged to?
Yeah, sobbing, screaming, world is coming to an end was in college, and I was a sophomore.
Is this the lawyer dude?
Yeah, I was a sophomore. That one hurt.
But you said you broke it off with him.
No, he dumped me after I gave him a very nice watch for his birthday.
Remember the watch story? Yeah.
Remember? He handed it back.
Oh, yeah.
And then I took it, tried to take it back, and they go, yeah, we don't take returns.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever became of that watch? Is Chris Ketz wearing it now?
No.
Seriously, though, what did become of the watch?
I traded it in for a watch for me that was the most ridiculous looking thing you've ever seen for a college kid. I mean, it was just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to know if you're a Neo Maxi Zoom Dweeby.
Not a Neo Maxi Zoom Dweeby. She doesn't talk, sir.
But what was his name? Give me his first name.
The lawyer?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about this.
Didn't he come back and ask you to marry him?
He did.
And you said no.
I said no.
But he had... This is after the watch situation?
Yeah, like 3 months later.
He breaks up with you.
Yeah.
And then 3 months later, he's got to have that Dana Wright.
He recognized the evil of his ways. Right. They all do.
Of course they do.
Right.
And so then he comes back to your apartment.
Yeah.
Proposes marriage.
Yes.
You said yes.
For 24 hours.
And did you wear the ring?
For 24 hours.
And you were still in college?
Yeah, and then I gave it back the next day. I said, I can't do this.
So you were technically engaged.
Oh, my God. I was
for
like
24 hours.
One.
So?
I would have killed
what
me
did
if I was my
father
parents.
Say?
You know what he said? He said, shouldn't we be celebrating if this is an engagement? Why are you crying?
Oh.
Because I was crying. And he goes, why are you crying? That's your answer right there. You're crying.
So you called the house that night.
Yeah, I called the house, and I'm like,
Normally, after people get engaged, they go out to dinner. They have a romantic night out.
I was a child.
I understand.
If my kid came home at age 21,
he'd just give you the ring and walk away?
I said, I've got to go talk to my mom and dad.
Thanks for the ring.
I wasn't an adult. That's not a... I was
He should have at least taken you to Teller's or something en masse. Yeah. All right.
I mean, you ever look back and think, thank God.
Yes.
I did not go down that road.
Yes.
Yep.
I call them dodged a bullet there thoughts.
I think everyone listening has one.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And then we have the ones, what was I thinking? That was a dumb move on my part.
Yeah, I don't really have any of those.
Huh.
The only dumb moves that I have are, why didn't I break up with her sooner?
Hmm. 576-7798. Will Stare, Sam, Stevie, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KM. What would your last name have been if you guys had gotten married?
No. Dana, no.
Dana, no?
Yes.
His last name was no?
You should have gotten a doctorate.
Last name. So, sadly, today's edition of Dana and Parks Bingo warranted no winner. Both Sam and Will were one away each. Sam needed, I have learned, Run, Do Not Walk from Dana.
I even talked about a movie at the top of the show.
I know, and you almost said it. And every time you guys get close to saying one of them, I've been in here like, come on, come on, come on.
What was yours?
Will needed me to act like an old man. In other words, where was my damned Wall Street Journal today? Something like that.
And you didn't do that at all today?
He said there was one time about 2 hours ago where he thought I was going into full old man mode, and then I veered strict left.
You thought about saying get off my lawn, but you didn't.
That's right.
Got it.
That's right. So apparently we're going to play another game sometime soon. I don't know when you morons are going to do that.
We're keeping it going.
Anyway, a couple quick headlines here real quick. The new Apple iPhone 11.
Yeah, I bought the 10 the day before the 11 came
out. You know, it's got like three cameras on the back?
Yeah, did you hear there are people who have some phobia about the circles on it or something?
Trypophobia.
Have you heard about this? For real. There is an actual, okay, there is an actual fear that some people have of a bunch of circles, like a fly's eyeball or a...
It's more like holes, like a whole bunch of holes. My daughter keeps saying that she has this, and I don't believe her.
Yeah, trypophobia is a fear of holes.
Okay, and on the back of the camera, I guess there's like three...
Three cameras.
Okay, so it's three
But people
holes?
Who are buying it are saying they look like holes.
That is the weirdest phobia I've ever heard, and I'm sitting next to someone who has a fear of tags in shirts.
Just in shirts, though. I don't have a... Like, there's a tag in these shorts. I haven't removed it.
You have problems I cannot fix.
What's your fear?
Hello, being kidnapped.
But only by white men.
In a van.
Climbing the rope.
Climbing the rope in her strawberry shortcakes underpants?
That's right.
It's not a fear. I lived through that. I'm a veteran.
You're a what?
I'm a veteran of the rope climbing underwear showing. I don't fear it because I lived through it.
You're not a veteran. You're a survivor. We gotta go. This show gets dumber by the day. The Cars have been your artist of the day today in honor of Rick Ocasek, who died overnight of heart disease. May God bless him always. 75 years old. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, my good friend and co-host Dana Ryan, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, and I think he is, I hope he is, we'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe and be good. Who's gonna drive you home
tonight? Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.